for the Paws Radio Show with America's pet vet, Dr. Randy Aronson. Through a blend of Eastern and Western philosophies, Dr. Randy Aronson has been helping and healing animals for over 30 years. Joining Dr. Randy is Paul Blauschild, dog trainer for over 40 years. Whether the topic is behavioral issues, pet wellness, food therapy, or herbs and supplements, Dr. Randy and Paul can answer your questions while offering healing options. And they are ready to take your calls now. Call 751-1041 or toll free 888-520-7297. Now for your host of the Paws Radio Show, here's Dr. Randy on 104.1 The Truth.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Paws Radio Pet Vet this morning on a beautiful Saturday. Well, it is beautiful here, but it's a little different here in the Southwest today because we have clouds and that wet stuff, Paul. I'm not sure what that wet stuff is. I think that wet stuff is rain.
Oh.
Amazing. Welcome to our show. Sitting to my left is Mr. Paul Blauschild, dog trainer for over 40 years. Mr. Green Kaywood's here, our producer, Tony, Linda. And we have quite a show for you coming the next 2 hours. And it's going to be a little different. And so we want to talk a little bit about this. This is a very, very important area as far as I'm concerned. And you know, because Paws Radio Pet Vet is that kind of show that goes the extra mile, not a lot of people like to talk about this. But it's really an important subject. And I'm very, very excited to have with me to my immediate left, Dr. Maria Miller, who is a dear friend of ours. And she is a very special person. And so I want to talk a little bit about what Dr. Miller does. And then we're gonna talk to her because this is the whole euthanasia, pet loss, and grief area is a very, very important area to discuss. Dr. Maria Miller is a veterinarian who owns Vet Calls Incorporated, a Tucson-based house call practice where she specializes in providing the increasing popular service known as at-home euthanasia for pets. Located here in Tucson, Dr. Maria serves pet owners who live in Tucson as well as those who reside in outlying areas including Marana and Oro Valley. Dr. Miller has been a licensed veterinarian for over 15 years. She also currently works part-time at River Road Pet Clinic. We've actually had Dr. Panzero on the radio show before. He's great. Well-established, high-quality clinic offering comprehensive animal care, and that's at River Road and Craycroft. Dr. Miller launched a very successful full-service mobile house call practice called Vet Calls Incorporated in Tampa, Florida. She became the most successful veterinary business in the metropolitan area of Tampa, Florida. During her personal work with pets, their owners, she discovered that clients truly appreciated being able to say goodbye to their pets when in the comfort of their own home. And Dr. Miller has helped hundreds of pet lovers say goodbye to their loved companions in a way that they felt was uniquely comforting and private. Over the years, Dr. Miller has earned a unique reputation of having a comforting yet professional style. She has gained experience in broad areas of veterinary medicine following home euthanasia, dermatology, internal medicine, critical care, and dentistry. She's married, her husband, Dr. Thomas Bruner, a well-known counselor and behavioral scientist. They are proud parents of a 6 and 8 year old. And of course, they have a small animal kingdom, including 2 cats and 3. Do you really have 3 dogs?
Yes.
You do?
3.
Well, okay. I didn't know that. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Maria Miller.
Thank you so much.
I'm really, really, really excited for you to be here. And so we want to remind our listeners, Paws Radio Pet Vet is the show that celebrates the ever important human animal bond. We welcome any questions you may have, but specifically, we're going to ask people to kind of try to keep their questions around the subject matter if we can today. Obviously, Paul's here to answer some behavioral questions. So if Dr. Miller and I get out of line, he'll correct our behavior. And Green, he's just there helping us get along through this. So anyway, let me ask Dr. Miller, so how did you get interested in conducting at-home euthanasia service?
Well, when I practiced in Tampa, I had that large full-service house call practice, and I noticed that the one thing that people appreciated more than anything was euthanizing their pets at home. And the reason why is because you have the pet doesn't have to go through the stress of going to a clinic at the last time of their life. The people can have their grief and in the privacy of their home. I would do it during hours that the family could all be present with the pet. And it just seemed to be, out of all the services that I offered, the one that was appreciated the most by my clients there.
And, you know, it's interesting how that kind of happens for us in veterinary medicine, where we do a lot of different things. And then kind of we get directed in a direction because it just seems like that's what people are asking us for. And I know you're sensitive enough to be aware of that. And I'd like to think sometimes I am. But,
right.
but it, you know, it's really interesting. So when they want to put their pet to sleep, or how do you determine when it's time?
You know, I talk to the clients in length on the phone about their pets and the problems that they have. Most of the pets that I've seen have had a diagnosis by their referring veterinarian of a terminal illness, such as cancer, or some of them are just very, very old pets, very large dogs that can't walk or are unable to maintain that quality of life. Because my feeling with dogs and cats is that they really live on a day-to-day basis. And if that day-to-day basis is not good for them, and the owners are going to be able to determine that better than I can over the phone, obviously. But if the owners decide that, then we talk, like I said, at length, because I only euthanize pets that are unhealthy. I don't go out and do euthanasia for pets that are healthy, that have behavioral issues. I refer those over to a behavioralist because I just can't do that. But in general, it's pets that are terminally ill with some disease process. But I do offer the clients the ability of me to go out and take a look at the pet and not do the euthanasia if that's what we decide to do. And I've had a couple of clients that have canceled, you know, the day of, because they just didn't feel like the time was there, and that, you know, that's fine. So we try to really get a good idea of what's going on before we go out there to do the euthanasia. And like I said, if I go out there and the people aren't ready, then, you know, there's certainly no rush. And I try to make sure that the clients are really ready for that, because like I tell them, I mean, it's final. Once you do euthanasia on your pet, then they're gone. So they have to be, you know, they have to be ready for that.
And I want to remind our listeners, because we're talking about at-home euthanasia, I also want to remind them that coming up from about 8:45 straight through to the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have Bonnie Goodman calling us, who's a very dear friend of mine, who's a nationally known grief counselor. And so because we're talking about euthanasia, we have to deal with the rest of that too, which comes with the grief and whatnot that it's associated with this. So, you know, even though this is a hard show in some respects to do, not for me, because I think it's such an important topic, I want all our listeners to know that we'll be able to talk about grief and loss afterwards too. So it's really important.
And it's important for clients to have that ability to let go. You know, one thing that I do for them at their home is, the whole family usually will surround the pet. I give them a very heavy sedation before we do the euthanasia injection. So the process is very painless and easy. They don't have any issues with the dog struggling or, you know, feeling fear. So it's nice in that aspect that there's no anxiety with the pets at the end of their life.
Yeah, and I think that's a very, very comforting thing. We're going to take a quick break. We have some commercials to listen to and have our sponsors tell us about their products and whatnot, but we'll be back very soon with Dr. Maria Miller. We're talking about at-home euthanasia. The practice is called Vet Calls, and we will be right back.
Dr. Randy right now with questions about your pet at 751-1041. Out of the area? No worries. Call toll-free at 1-888-520-7297. This is the Paws Radio Show on 1041 The Truth. Dr. Randy, Radio Pet Vet, is unleashed and standing by to take your calls at 751-1041 or 888-520-7297. It's the Paws Radio Show on 1041 The Truth. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Randy, Paws Radio Pet Vet Show. Thanks for listening today. for our Phoenix listeners, and again, our show is brought to you by Subaru Superstore in Chandler. Welcome to our show. Mr. Green, you have a couple of things going on in Phoenix, so we want to let our listeners
in
Phoenix
know. It's kind of a big city.
There's
a couple people there, and there's
some
stuff going
on. We don't even call it Phoenix. We call it the Valley.
Exactly. Very good.
Okay.
Coming up December 15th, it's called the 12 Ks of Christmas, and I've been looking at the website here. You can follow it on the number 12krun.com. The 12K run, far out, right?
Yeah, really. That makes sense.
Yeah. But it looks like a lot of fun. There's a lot of different events. There's going to be a couple of people dressed as Santa. Maybe the real Santa will show up there as well if he gets a chance to come on down. There's going to be prizes. Of course, the all different kinds of fun runs. There's the 12K. There's a 5K. There's a 1.2 Santa sled run. 1.2K Santa sled run. And I really, that's interesting.
It is.
There's not going to be too much snow, so I wonder what they're going to be pulling that sled on. At any rate, all the benefits...
They do make wheels, Green, just so you know.
Well, that's not really a sled. That's a wagon.
That's true. It is a matter of semantics. Go ahead.
All these benefits, of course, go to the Phoenix Animal Care Coalition and the Maricopa County Animal Care and Control. And it looks like a great event, and it benefits our canine companions. And so get out there and check it out.
Thanks very much. And I want our Phoenix listeners to know that Subaru Superstore of Chandler, which is just off of Santan 202 Freeway and Gilbert Road, brings the entire show to you on Sunday mornings. So please, if you're anywhere nearby, stop in and thank them for allowing Paws Radio Pet Vet to come to you. It's really important that we have that kind of sponsor. And we're going to go to line 3 and talk to Max, who has a question, and a lot more with Dr. Maria Miller. Hey, Max, how you doing?
No, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
My wife has an English lab. The vet told us that she's got a 5 to 6 pound mass in her belly.
Okay.
And there's no guarantee that surgery will help her. She says, one way or another, we're either going to have to put her down or have surgery.
Right.
Soon.
Okay.
And we've been looking into the euthanasia.
Okay.
Because the dog is old and having trouble, you know, physically standing up and stuff like that. There's other issues.
Right.
My question is with the home.
At-home euthanasia, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We have a 13-year-old that is very emotional. How would the doctor be able to how would she be able to handle dealing with the 13-year-old?
Well, you know, the thing is that it's important when you talk, especially to children, that they understand that I don't know what kind of tumor Max has in his abdomen, but a lot of those, especially if they're associated with the liver or spleen, a lot of them have already spread to other organs in the body. So you can do the surgery and take out the mass, but the problem is that then you're dealing with a recovery time of, you know, at least 2 weeks when you have abdominal surgery like that. And you know, if you're only talking about getting, you know, another 4 to 6 weeks of life, is it worth it to put him through a major abdominal surgery? So when you're talking to a child or a young adult, you need to let them know that for Max, he's not thinking about that he's going to be able to go through the surgery and have a couple of weeks left. He's thinking about, okay, I'm going through surgery, and you know, the pain management that we have now is great, so he's not going to feel that much pain, but he's still going to be going under general anesthesia and dealing with the stress of a surgery. And so I always try to tell children that are involved that, you know, the decision that you're making is for your pet. It's not like you're doing something for convenience. It's for your pet so that they don't feel any pain and suffering. And a lot of times children will understand that. And, you know, in a situation like that, what I'll usually do when I go out to the house is, you know, if they want to be present when we do the euthanasia or with the sedation, you know, they can be with the dog or the cat at the time, you know, we sedate them. So when, after I give the dogs or cats the sedation that I give them, they're pretty much, under enough anesthetic that I could do a minor procedure on them. So they're not going to feel the prick of the needle when I give the injection. And it's, and you know, the whole family can pet the dog and talk to the dog or the cat while we're doing the, you know, doing the procedure. So I think that when you're dealing with a younger child, though, it's important for them to, you know, have the grief resources available that that Dr. Randy has, that he's going to be talking about with the next part of his show as well, which is for them to understand that.
I called in too early.
Oh, no. You just need to you just need to listen to the second hour, Max. But no, I think that was a great response, and I think that, you know, one of the things that we're all parents sitting here.
Right.
You know, one of the things that sometimes we forget is our kids are very, very intellectual. They understand this stuff. And as Dr. Maria said really very eloquently, is if it's placed to them the proper way, Max, and really explain to them on what's going on, I think that even though, she's emotional, she will understand and realize it's the right thing to do.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you know what, Max? Let me let you, Dr. Maria, give Max your contact information in case he's interested. We haven't mentioned that yet.
My phone number is 243-9115, and you can also look on my website. If you just Google me, Dr. Maria Miller, you'll see my website will come up, and you can. There's a lot of information on there about at-home euthanasia. My husband, who's a psychologist, did a large section on grief and what to expect and that kind of thing.
Okay,
Max.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, guy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
So, Dr. Miller, so one of the things that you mentioned, I think it fits right into this, is how is explain how at-home euthanasia is different than in the clinic situation.
You know, I've done euthanasia in the clinic and at home, and I just think that I see this so much when I euthanize pets in the clinic. First of all, it doesn't matter how laid back your dog or cat is. They don't like to come to the veterinary clinic. It's just it's a fact. It's like kids don't like to go to the pediatrician. Animals don't like to go to the veterinary clinic. So, you know, I think that that's the main difference for the pets, is that they don't know why I'm there. I'm not wearing a lab coat. I just come into the house. I talk to the parents. I give them the sedation. So that anxiety that they feel with that's associated with the clinic is not there. And I think for the owners of the pet, it's really nice for them, too, because you see a lot of people when you do euthanasia in the clinic, and it's a very emotional situation for a lot of people. They are crying. They are upset. A lot of times the whole family's in, you know, your exam room, weeping, and they can do that in the privacy of their own home, which I think, and sometimes I'm scared about people driving home after I do a euthanasia at the clinic.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are really distraught. So I think that they're in the privacy of their home, which allows them to do what they want. I've had several people that have had the atmosphere that they want. They play the music for the pet that they want. They'll say a prayer over their pet. And I think it just gives them the freedom to do that without feeling self-conscious.
Absolutely.
You know?
I want to mention again that Dr. Maria's contact information is www.TucsonVetCalls.com, or the phone number is 520-243-9115. We're speaking to Dr. Maria Miller, who has a at-home euthanasia service, very, very necessary service here in Tucson. Got about 3 minutes coming up, but is at-home euthanasia an accredited service?
It is. As a veterinarian in the state of Arizona, you need to have a premise permit if you have a veterinary clinic in any way, shape, or form. So I have a premise permit for my house, actually, through the Arizona State Veterinary Board. And you have to keep the same medical records that you do as a regular veterinary clinic, you know, the logs that we keep and that kind of thing. So it's accredited in the way that that you have the licensing and that kind of thing. It's not like an accreditation, like you have to take a class to do it, though.
Right.
You know, like you do for extra stuff. So
it's, very, you know, again, very, all of this is very, very highly controlled and regulated by the state board, and we're all under the exact same kind of mandates, and of course Dr. Miller is too. And again, an amazingly vital service. I want to remind our listeners that we're coming up to a break for the news, but we also have Bonnie Goodman coming on the show, who is a national grief counselor, a great lady, an ex high school friend of mine, actually.
Wow.
Bonnie was a cheerleader while I was a basketball player.
Exciting.
And so it's kind of like this is going back a long ways, guys. I know Paul thinks it was just yesterday, but it's
I wasn't sure if you got that mixed up, if she was playing basketball. And...
I think at the time she probably could have played a lot better than I did. So there's no question about that. But great cheerleader, great friend, and we've remained friends for a long, long time. And it's so much fun that after 42 years to be able to do this with her and have her be so well versed in grief counseling and helping us with pet loss. And so I'm excited about that. And we have a lot more interview with Dr. Maria Miller coming your way. We're talking about at-home euthanasia. You're welcome to join the conversation, 888-520-7297. We remind you that we do stream live on the internet, and also our website, drrandypetvet.com. This whole show will be podcasted in there. You can email me, and also iTunes. If you go to pause Dr. Randy Pet Vet, you can find all of this on iTunes also. We'll be right back after the news and some commercials with Dr. Maria Miller.
Dr. Randy Petvet is looking forward to taking your call, so dial 751-1041 for all your pet care needs. That's 751-1041. Outside Tucson, just call 888-520-7297. More Radio Pet Vet is next on 1041 The Truth. Question about your pet? Give Dr. Randy a call at 751-1041 or toll free 888-520-7297. It's the Pause Radio Show on 1041 The Truth.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Randy Pause Radio Pet Vet. I want to remind you we're talking to Dr. Maria Miller, TucsonVetCalls.com. She can be reached at 520-243-9115. We're talking about at-home euthanasia. And also coming up very shortly, Bonnie Goodman, dear friend of mine, is going to join us from Palo Alto, California, who is a national grief counselor. And interesting, very, very important 2 hours. Paul, you had a question.
Well, it wasn't so much a question, and for our listeners who obviously couldn't hear because we were off the air.
Yes,
we were discussing the effect of euthanasia on other pets in the household.
Right.
You know, and the behavioral changes that are observed. So, you know, I guess to some extent, I'm wondering, Doctor, how you deal with the family and advising them one way or the other. How to address those types of issues?
Well, you know, when I go over to the house, invariably most people have more than one pet, and I especially see this with the dogs. You know, because dogs are usually close with each other in a family environment. So, what we generally will do is after we do the euthanasia, we'll have the second and third and fourth or however many pets there are, dogs there are, come in to kind of say goodbye. But it's interesting because at the moment, I think, you know, after you do the euthanasia, the spirit goes on to another realm and we're just dealing with the physical remains. And most of the time, the dogs just, they're not really that interested. But like I was saying at the break, you know, I talk to people more about the what you see down the road because they do miss their friends. So, you know, I was going to ask you, what would you say to clients in a situation like that?
Well, you know, the consideration I've always counseled would be to make sure that the pet that is grieving now and finding routines different and strange and some loneliness because I'll always describe two dogs in a household as Russian foreign exchange students. They have their own language. They
right.
That we don't quite understand. So, you know, they've lost that partner that they really can relate to.
Right.
So, you can do as much as you can from what I counsel to give them a little extra attention, do a little extra activities with them and such. But I'm a firm believer of not replacing, but finding another,
another
friend.
Right. And yes. I agree. I think that there's just a dynamic two dogs have together that they just can't replicate with their people. You know, there's a language that they speak, they play together, they have that ability to understand one another. And I'm in the same mindset. I think that it's important that if they've been in a household, especially some of these dogs have been together since they were puppies, that they, you know, end up finding another friend for them. And, you know, initially the dog might not really like that new dog that they bring in, but it always works itself out in the long run, in my experience.
Yeah, I mean, recently I dealt with a woman, a good client of mine in Albuquerque, who also comes to see Dr. Randy on occasion when she's in Arizona. And her dog, her male golden retriever, lost his mentor, which was her right. older female golden
right.
retriever. And I always like having a little difference in age, because I find that the older mm-hmm. dogs can help teach the younger dogs.
I totally agree.
You know, good behavior and routines and things that you want them to understand. And so in losing his mentor, he found no solace in the fact that he needed somebody that he could mentor and he can take on that role.
Right.
And when she finally did get another little golden retriever puppy, at first there was a little animosity.
There usually is.
Right. You know, and it was I was beginning to like not sharing my toys and
right.
and such like that and competing for your attention. But now they are rock solid, and he's taken on that mentor role.
Right, and especially a golden, that big heart that they have.
Yeah.
You know, they want to have a friend with them. So, yeah, I agree. I definitely think that there's a time where, especially if you only have two dogs and one, you know, is put to sleep for health reasons, the other one's going to need to have a companion down the road. And I'm the same mindset, that it's kind of nice to have an older dog because they do help with the puppy training.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. So let me change just a little bit of direction for a second, because I know there's a lot of questions out there from our listeners. Dr. Maria, who runs Tucson Vet Calls, and this is an at-home euthanasia service that we're talking about. People would like to know probably about how the price compares to in a clinic setting or whatnot.
Well, you know, the way that I price my at-home euthanasia is, first of all, I don't know the prices for all of the clinics in town, but I use the prices that we have at River Road Pet Clinic for our euthanasias, and then I add an extra travel fee depending on where they're located. I'm located on the far northeast part of town, so if I have to drive an hour one way, which sometimes happens, then, you know, that gets added into the cost. But I try to keep the prices to the degree where people can afford it. So it's not like I'm charging, you know, thousands of dollars to come out to your house. It's usually, depending on if they want to have the ashes returned, because a lot of people like to get the ashes returned with their pets. So
yes.
If they want to have the ashes returned, then that's an extra fee. But it's pretty similar to our clinic prices, plus about an extra like $50 for the travel time.
I certainly think the situation of having the benefit of being at home and all the things we've talked about certainly justifies that expense many, many times over, to say the
least. I think so too. And I haven't had any complaints. I mean, I have had some people that have called and they ask for prices and,
right.
you know, they don't want to spend the money. And that's, I completely understand. And I try to direct them. I mean, if people are looking for a low cost option, there's
right.
always the Humane Society or
right.
Animal Control that can take care of that. Or regular veterinary clinics, depending on where they go. The prices are so variable
there.
In town.
Absolutely.
You know,
so So I think a question probably in a lot of people's minds are, you know, is how long have you been doing the at-home euthanasia? And maybe talk about some memorable times for you, because I think that really helps people understand the process and what happens.
Right. Well, I've been doing the at-home euthanasia since I started my practice in Tampa in 2000. So it's been 12 years since I've actually been doing the at-home euthanasia. And I remember specifically when I was in Tampa, there was a dog that I had been seeing for many years, a wonderful dog that developed cancer in the small intestine, and it just was, the prognosis was poor for this dog, and I love this dog. I actually had a little news clip when I was in Tampa where he was my dog that I had in the van with me and used him as my demo, because he just was one of the best dogs. And I remember, and I've been seeing the clients, you know, they had children that we had children together, and just, you know, so we had a really strong bond. And and his name was Mooch, by the way. He was a great dog. I had to put him to sleep, you know, and it was so heart-wrenching. I mean, when I put to sleep a patient that I've been seeing, you know, I do that for a lot of the clients at River Road. If they have a health issue and the owners want to do the at-home euthanasia, I mean, I'm available for all of our clients there, and I see quite a few of them. But Mooch was just an especially wonderful, wonderful dog. So doing the euthanasia for him, and I was so close to their family, it was such a great experience for him, because he just had no stress. He knew me. He loved me. And that was just it was a sad but a good experience. It still warms my heart when I think about it.
And we all, you know, all of us in this business, I mean, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I still think of many, many times when that situation has come about. We're coming up to a break, but I want to take Sarah's call on line two, and then have you talk to her real quickly, and then we'll take a break and come back. And then joining us on the phone is going to be my good friend Bonnie Goodman from California. So, Sarah, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, so I just lost a dog on Tuesday. I had two English Mastiffs, and they were litter mates together, and the older brother, had bone cancer, and we had to put him down. And the problem is the female, his sister, is blind, and he's kind of been her seeing eye dog her whole life.
Wow.
And even though we have another dog, we have a boxer, but she's just really not coping well with it. And I was wondering if you have any advice for kind of how to help her through this time, too.
I'm going to turn that over to Paul for a second. Paul, can you talk to Sarah?
Sarah, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
These things have come up over my career, and I'm not sure if you were able to hear the conversation I was having with the doctor earlier about, you know, we can pick up only a small portion of the activity, giving the dog a little extra activities with yourself. But as you probably have seen within your own little pack, because you said you do still have a second dog, the relationships are different. So it's very hard to change an existing relationship. Therefore, you know, as I was discussing earlier, I think it really is a very important thing to take on another dog, and try to set it up so that this dog and your current Mastiff are going to pair up, because he'll have, or he or she, the new one, will have a sense of not a predetermined sense, but just have a sense of the needs of this older dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I would certainly suggest, and again, it's not to replace the other dog, it's just to help out your existing dog, who's not going to have the needs fulfilled by, you said it was a boxer? Your other dog.
Is it better to get an older dog or a younger dog? Like, is it better to have a puppy that kind of fits in better, or an older dog a little calmer for a blind dog? Or?
Well, you know, again, it all depends on your dog's, you know, personality and what you know as far as accepting the attention and the needs of a little puppy might really help her feel that there's a need for her in that sense.
And let me mention real quickly, Paul, this is something that you could help Sarah with too. too. So why don't you give Sarah your contact information? Paul does free home assessment, Sarah, and is always very, very integral in people bringing new pets into the household or adopting new pets. So he would be a really good resource for you.
Okay, great.
Paul?
You can call me. My cell phone is 975-4369, or at Central Pet, which is 882-7577.
Sarah, sorry for your loss, and thanks for calling, and we'll you'll let us know how that goes, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some commercials to play, and we'll be right back with more Paws Radio Pet Vet in just a moment.
Have a great story to share about your pet? Well, then call Dr. Randy, Pet Vet of the Paws Radio Show at 751-1041 or toll free 888-520-7297. That's Dr. Randy on 1041 The Truth. Trying to teach an old dog new tricks? Just send Dr. Randy an email. Randy at drrandypetvet.com. Now, back to Radio Pet Vet on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back, everybody. Paws Radio Pet Vet. I'm Dr. Randy Aronson. I'm here with Dr. Maria Miller from TucsonVetCalls.com, a at-home euthanasia service. You can reach her in Tucson at 520-243-9115. And I also want to welcome, holding on line three very patiently, my good friend, Bonnie Goodman. Bonnie is, had decided to be a grief counselor specializing in pet loss after her own dog died many years ago. She was unable to find individual support from a trained grief counselor in this field. And when there is a need, the person, you know, appears, and that's my good friend Bonnie. So, hey, Bonnie, how you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'm going to give our listeners and our hour two much more information about your bio, but we just thought we'd like you to come in and join us in this so that you didn't have to listen on streaming or wherever else you were hearing the show coming from.
That's just great. I'm enjoying the first part of the show.
Great. Say hello to Dr. Miller.
Hi, Dr. Miller.
Hey, Bonnie. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Excellent.
So we're talking about at-home euthanasias, Bonnie, and Maria and I were just talking about why people would choose to do that. And there are a couple, I think, really important situations that maybe people don't think about. And one of the things we talked about was cats. You don't see a lot of cats for at-home euthanasia.
I don't, which is so surprising to me because, you know, if you're looking at the stress that a dog or a cat has going to the clinic, the cat has much more stress than the dog. I mean, in general, not every situation, but, you know, cats just hate to go to the clinic for the most part. And I do some cat euthanasias at home, but in the majority that I do are dogs. And I don't know why that is. I don't know.
And interesting. And also, I think that probably a lot of your calls are for the larger dogs. Again, transportation issues
and
whatnot, too.
And a lot of the larger dogs, you know, most of those big, large breeds have osteoarthritis as they get older. So, you know, a lot of times it's hard to get them in the car. They are, you know, they're not, a lot of these dogs are hardly able to stand, actually, when I go over to the house. So I think that makes it nice for them. They don't have to have that painful process of getting into the car, getting out of the car, going into the clinic. So I do see a lot of large breed dogs for the at-home euthanasia. It's probably the biggest group that I see. And, you know, people are so appreciative because then I can take them and I can have the cremation done for them, and you know that whole process is taken care of for them.
Yeah, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I also want to remind our listeners that coming up on the second hour, Bonnie Goodman from California, who is a nationally known grief counselor specializing in pet loss, we're going to be talking about coping with the loss of a pet companion. So make sure you don't go away because that's an important piece. And Maria and I were going to talk about that, and we can mention it a little bit, but I certainly want Bonnie to join that conversation.
That's right. And I think that one thing that I do for the people is I make a clay paw print for them of their pet unless they expressly ask me not to. And I just do that as part of the process that I do for the clients. And I think that's a really nice thing that offers closure to some degree with them, because, you know, if they get the ashes back, they can have the ashes and the paw print together, or, you know, they don't have to get the ashes back. They can just have the little paw print, and that's something that they can have as a memento of their pet. They can put it with a picture or something like that. And I think that makes it a little bit easier for them, and I don't give it to them for about a week, because it takes about a week to collate it. So they have that time period to kind of let go before they get it back, and it brings back that rush of emotions.
Sure.
You know.
And Bonnie, do you feel that something like that is important in your work, as far as people having something physical?
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful idea. I'll be getting into this later.
Sure.
What are some ways to memorialize our pets after they're gone? And to be honest, I've never heard of a vet such as yourself who will offer that to their pet parent clients. So that's a lovely, lovely gesture.
Oh, thanks. And I like to do it for people, because they seem so appreciative, you know, when they get that little memento back. And, you know, it's just a nice thing. Even if they bury their pet at home, which some people like to do, I still will do the paw print for them there, and I just leave it with them then, because then they can still have it.
I have to tell you an interesting story. We've done the clay paw print for a long time also, and we actually had a phone call one time that a client called me and told me that she didn't like it because it wasn't professional enough.
And
I was thinking to myself, oh my God.
Well, I tell people, I say, I'm not an artist. This is going to be it's not going to be looking perfect, but it's going to be there, and it's going to be your pet and their paw, and that's about all that I can you know say for sure.
Yeah, so I want to remind our listeners that coming up on hour two, we've got Bonnie Goodman, a nationally known grief counselor. We're going to talk about pet loss and loss of a pet companion. I want to thank Dr. Maria Miller for being here on hour one, talking about at-home euthanasias. The contact information is TucsonVetCalls.com. You can reach Dr. Miller at 520-243-9115. If you have any further questions, you can email me at drrandypetvet. And I will definitely get them to Dr. Miller. And Marie, will you come back and talk again?
I would love to.
I thought it was a great,
fantastic,
great show. And
of
I think,
course, I always love to see you, Randy.
Well, thank you. We don't get the chance to see each other. Our kids usually get the chance to play together, but we haven't had that for a while. So.
I know. And we live so close to each other.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's life goes on. But we're going to ask Bonnie to hang on. We're going to come back right after the news and the break and talk a lot more. Thanks for listening to this hour of Paws Radio Pet Vet. A lot more show coming to you on hour two. We'll be right back.
Have a question about your pet? Give Dr. Randy a call at 751-1041 or toll free 888-520-7297. It's the Paws Radio Show on 1041 The Truth.